And so, Sarah, what is the major discussion at this year's COP?
Yeah, so this year's COP is what they call the implementation COP, which, you know, I can tell your eyes are already glazing over. But it basically means, like, you know, trying to hammer out the details of what needs to happen to get countries to follow through on all of these big commitments that they made to try to curb their emissions and tackle climate change, and also how to get them to increase those commitments, to be more ambitious in their pledges. But right before the COP started, a coalition of developing nations that negotiates together called the G77 had proposed adding an agenda item around creating a fund for what is called loss and damage. Loss and damage is kind of the UN technical jargon for the irreversible harms of climate change that can't be avoided because they are the result of catastrophes that are just so severe that there's no way for people to prepare.
So when we talk about this loss and damage related to climate change, what does that look like for some of these countries?
Yeah, I mean, loss and damage manifests in a lot of ways. It's coastal erosion from sea level rise. It's terrible famines that are linked to prolonged droughts. It's someone losing their home in a hurricane or a wildfire. And it's also, it can be loss of culture or identity when, you know, a landscape that is maybe sacred to a community disappears. But I think that the most apparent example of loss and damage that everyone is talking about here are these horrible floods that happened in Pakistan earlier this year.
Yeah, I think we all remember those, the severe floods that resulted in hundreds of deaths. How is that country dealing with that right now? And what are the conversations at COP like around what happened in Pakistan?
Yeah, so, I mean, the scale of it was just horrific. Basically, a third of Pakistan was underwater. More than 30 million people were affected in some way. Huge numbers of people were displaced and now have no home, no shelter. They've lost their livelihoods because their farmland has flooded. They don't have access to clean water. They don't have access to food.